Gaza City, but first, twin blasts in the Kurdish spiritual capital of Kirkuk killed 28 people on Friday in a region largely spared by the fighting between Sunni militants and Iraqi government troops. Meanwhile, tensions between Kurdish leaders in Baghdad soured even more when the semi-autonomous region claimed disputed northern oil fields. Rochelle Harrison Pless has more.
2 days after the Iraqi prime minister accused Kurdistan of harboring terrorists, Iraq's foreign minister confirmed that Kurdish MPs had withdrawn from the country's central government. But the move is largely symbolic, as their absence won't paralyze day-to-day politics. Amid the bitter tensions, a top Shia cleric urged Iraq's politicians to put their differences aside in a sermon delivered by an aide during Friday prayers.
We are in dire need to close ranks, to unite, and to renounce divisions and disagreement. We have repeatedly urged politicians to refrain from radical discourse.
The infighting throws up a major obstacle to forming the country's long-awaited unity government. Meanwhile, Iraqi Kurds have taken control of two oil fields at Bey Hassan and Kirkuk in the north of the country. The Iraqi oil ministry condemned the seizure, saying it expected Kurdish fighters to confront terrorist groups rather than occupy oil refineries.